You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
You're listening to ITV Radio with Bertrand Tungandame in conversation with award-winning artist Black Douglas. We're talking today about Black Douglas's major exhibition, Corroboration. It's his first major exhibition in more than 10 years. We explore Corroboration in our talk today, and we also look at why it's taken so long for Black Douglas to stage a major event.
Yeah, this is probably the largest solo exhibition I've staged in Sydney in about a decade, really. And this is a new gallery, Nanda Hobbs, who I've joined up with and partnered with. And it's very exciting to be back in the commercial gallery scene.
Why has it taken you so long to be back on the scene? Because
I felt that that as I was emerging or evolving more so, it was taking a little longer than I had expected to get the recognition. And I voluntarily decided to withdraw from exhibiting commercially. Prior to that, back when I really started painting, I was very active from 2000 until 2010, where I was exhibiting with galleries in Sydney and in Melbourne as well. And I decided, though, that I really needed to go away and refine what I did, just, I guess, spend some solo time creating and fine-tuning my product. And so in the process, I decided to withdraw from exhibiting commercially, but rather focus on the major art awards. And that proved successful because last year, for the first time, I was in 8 major art awards, the Archibald included. And I, of course, won the Kilgore Prize, which is the prestigious portrait prize out of Newcastle Art Gallery. And so that seemed to work. When for an artist to do that, what it does, it escalates your name and your known. So more people see your works through big group shows and exhibitions like that. And it was very much what has happened, very much akin to the adage, when the pupil is ready, the teacher will appear. And I feel that Nanda Hobbs Gallery is the teacher, and they have appeared, and here we go.
Yeah, and Corroboration. Explain to us this title of this exhibition, Corroboration.
Corroboration, it's all of my works generally have a play on words and are very quirky with their puns and whatnot. I like the word corroboration because it means to get together and work together. It's also very close to the word corroboree, which of course is a ceremony in the New South Wales region. The fact that I call it Corroboration Nation is also a bit of a play on words, in that for those who know me personally or my general commentary in public is the correction of language on this continent and within society today, to the point where only white people say nation. And also those others who haven't been schooled up. There's no such thing as one nation. We have, of course, many nations.
So it's also part of bringing back truth-telling and actually, what's the political message behind?
There's a main part of the exhibition. There's a suite of paintings. There's about 12 paintings featuring black ballerinas. This is my brand new series of works, and this is primarily what we're here to exhibit. Yeah. And the reason for that is that after Uncle George Floyd lost his life and set the precedence for black people around the globe for the focus on Black Lives Matter, yeah. Of course, we started having many protests here. And I was attending all of these protests. And for the first time, we see a predominance of black women on the microphone. And so realizing and absorbing the energy behind the movement, particularly local here, I wanted to ride that wave all the way into the shore with a no-holds-barred commentary on the seeking of sovereignty of Aboriginal people, First Nations people, and the seeking of no holds barred autonomy for Black women. And so I was inspired by hearing the Black women on the microphone, and I have created a series of artworks featuring Aboriginal ballerinas. It was my knee-jerk reaction, and a very powerful one, to the energy of the Black Lives Matter movement, in that let's take a look at what happened since the inception of colonization here. The British forbid ceremonies to be practiced by all Aboriginal people that they encountered. Yeah. And what we now live with is the most celebrated art forms in dance and music, which are ballet and opera. So very white conservative or European conservative art forms. Yeah. And so no longer could there be a ceremony around a fire outside of doors. We build an opera house, and you go and sit in that opera house, and everyone's very polite and doesn't speak out of turn, and you watch the conservative performance take place. I wanted to say, bugger that, you know, like, we're going to readdress this with the power of Black Lives Matter movement, and we're going to create these beautiful images of ballerinas. Not only were the First Nation dancers, and are still today, so deadly that we have our own dance from whichever nation you originate from, yeah, but also blackfellas are so deadly that you can mimic the movements of the conservative dance form, which is ballet. And so, as you can see, all of these images of black ballerinas actually in their tribal form in the landscape, and they are performing the same moves that you'll see in ballet today.
And so ballerina is one of the starting point for this conversation that you're actually launching. Now, the exhibition starts tonight. The launch is tonight. So how long is it going to go for?
Well, so the exhibition runs until the 12th of December, yeah, at Nanda Hobbs Gallery here in Chippendale. And gallery hours are generally 10 till 5, Monday to Saturday.
Yeah, and are any of the pieces up for sale, or because this would be the right moment leading up to Christmas? Will be
all of the works are for sale. There are not only original canvases, there are sculptural pieces as well. I've made in bronze, and I've also dug out some older pieces that are very poignant pieces, and we are exhibiting these as well. So everything has a very quirky take on social justice. And everything for sale. We're doing a very special thing tonight, and that is that I have run a limited edition print of one of these smaller canvases, which is proving to be a very popular image, which is the one you can see above there. And we are going to actually sell these prints tonight at a discounted price, literally off the back of my truck. And for those people who might find that the original artworks are a little bit out of their budget, you can take away a print tonight.
A smaller version of the actual print. Now, before I let you go, because you're busy setting up and opening is tonight, first of all, thank you for taking the time to talk to us. But anything we haven't covered that you'd absolutely want to bring to the attention of our listeners?
Well, I guess just a reminder that that sovereignty was never ceded. I would encourage all of our First Nations younger artists to come and look at this exhibition to see how far you can take your art practice. And I'm always encouraging young people to try and figure out a way to make your comment. Everybody, as a First Nations descendant, wakes up each day with some form of kind of energy within them that your ancestors ask you to speak out with about what it's like to live under the Commonwealth here today. And so this is a perfect example of you to see how you can create your comment using metaphors through visual art.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Thanks, brother.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.